This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The commander of American troops in Afghanistan said Tuesday he was deeply concerned about the deteriorating security situation in the country as U.S. and NATO militaries plan to fully withdraw by September 11th. General Austin Scott Miller, who's overseeing the troop exit, made the remarks as battlefield hostilities between Taliban insurgents and U.S.-supported Afghan government forces have escalated across the conflict-torn nation. Speaking to reporters in the Afghan capital, Kabul, the general described the security situation as not good right now. He said recent insurgent territorial gains were concerning and cautioned the Taliban against attempting to take control of the country by force. The Taliban claimed to have captured more than 100 of the country's 419 districts since May the 1st, when the last remaining U.S. and allied soldiers formally began leaving Afghanistan after almost two decades. Afghan officials said security forces have retaken some of the districts in recent days and vowed to evict insurgents from others. The military drawdown stems from a February 2020 agreement Washington negotiated with the Taliban in Doha, Qatar, to close what has been the longest war in U.S. history. The deal binds U.S. airstrikes on insurgent positions in return for a Taliban ceasefire with foreign troops and counterterrorism assurances. But the Taliban in recent days have accused Washington of launching airstrikes against their fighters in violation of the deal, even as U.S. troops withdraw. An unmanned NASA resupply ship docked at the International Space Station since February departed on Tuesday on one last mission to deploy satellites before burning up in the Earth's atmosphere. The Cygnus supply ship, known as the Katherine Johnson, was to remain in Earth orbit to deploy five satellites after departure from the space station. VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote this week on a new committee to investigate the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building. As proposed, the new committee would have 13 members and the power to subpoena witnesses, according to legislation released by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The effort comes after Senate Republicans blocked the formation of an independent bipartisan commission to probe the attack, in which hundreds of former President Donald Trump's supporters violently broke into the Capitol and interrupted the certification of President Joe Biden's victory. The new partisan House panel would have 8 members appointed by Pelosi and 5 appointed after consultation with Republican leader Kevin McCarthy. A Pelosi aide said the speaker is considering including a Republican among her appointments, which would bring the likely partisan split to 7-6. The aide was granted anonymity to discuss her thinking. Pelosi said in a statement Monday that January 6th was, quote, one of the darkest days in our nation's history. She said the committee will seek the truth about it. Almost 3 dozen House Republicans voted to create an independent panel, which would have had an even partisan split among the members. 7 Republicans in the Senate supported moving forward on that bill, but that was short of the 10 Senate Republicans who would be necessary to pass it. Ousted Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi will return to court next week after 2 hearings on criminal charges brought against her by the military junta. Suu Kyi's lawyer, Kin Mong Zaw, told journalists on Tuesday that she and her 2 co-defendants heard witnesses testify on charges of sedition in the first hearing. The second hearing involved charges that she violated the country's natural disaster management law by breaking COVID-19 restrictions while campaigning during last year's parliamentary election. Kin Mong Zaw said the hearings have been adjourned until Monday, July 5th. The 76-year-old Suu Kyi has been detained since February 1st. That's when her civilian government was overthrown, nearly 3 months after her National League for Democracy Party scored a landslide election victory. Indian officials announced Tuesday that Indian pharmaceutical company Cipla has been approved to distribute its partner Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine as the country seeks to ramp up its vaccination program to prevent a third wave of the virus. The authorization will allow the Moderna vaccine to be imported into India. It will be the 4th COVID-19 vaccine given emergency approval for use in the country. So far, India has administered about 330 million doses, but with a population of 1.36 billion, the vaccination rate is much lower than in other countries. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.